This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, October 26th. Well, wheat markets continue to drift lower. Kansas City actually pushing into new lows, taking out the small trading range that it had been holding for a few weeks. Chicago and Minneapolis not into new lows, but they too are drifting down into the first level of support that appears to be holding on the night session. We got right down into some minor support levels for Chicago, and they appear to be holding, but we'll see how much that takes us. I think with Kansas City breaking into new lows that probably Chicago and Minneapolis will at least come down to test those trading range lows, which were established in late September on the small grain summary and the stocks report. So that is my guess, that we'll come down and test those lows for both Chicago and Minneapolis, since Kansas City is already doing that. There is some chatter this morning that Ukraine is suspending the use of the new humanitarian corridor for their exports. Now, I don't know why they would do that. There wasn't any explanation that might explain why wheat is up a little bit this morning, but again, it doesn't make sense, so I'll have to follow up on that. But just to let you know that that's some of the chatter that's floating around. This is the new corridor that they're using along the coastlines of Eastern Europe. So I don't know why they would do that. I haven't heard that there was any increased risk there. For weather, we're looking at much better rain coming across Argentina, roughly 1.5 to 2 inches across most of the ag region. So this is definitely a change in the weather pattern for them, just in time for corn and soybean crops there. So they're looking in a much better position than they were even just a few weeks ago. Ukraine, too, looking at much better moisture that has fallen for their winter crop. So they're in a pretty strong position headed into the winter. Russia has been trending a little on the dry side, especially that southern region where their exportable supplies come from. But it's not critical at this point. And again, it's not necessarily an indication of what their production will be next year. They've had, you know, a record crop last year, the second highest crop this year. So there's plenty of product around for them. But again, you know, they were planting into relatively dry conditions. So we'll keep an eye on that, obviously, throughout the winter. Brazil looks like they stay hot and dry for in the northern part of Brazil for another week or so before these light rains that have been forecast for a while are scheduled to come through. So that's another potentially powder keg that we're watching. It's been very dry, really hot. The soybeans are getting planted slowly. There's not a very even emergence going on. There was some talk that if they did get some good soaking rains, that producers may go back in and reseed soybeans. So if they do that, that's going to push harvest way late. The concern, not only just production-wise, but just the lateness of the plantings push harvest back, and that pushes corn planting back, which could become a bigger problem for them. So obviously keeping an eye on that as well. Moving forward, at least in the short term, you know, wheat has struggled here. We just can't seem to maintain upward momentum. Kansas City, which is a key high-grade quality milling wheat, is breaking into new lows. So that's not a good harbinger of at least the short term. And again, my guess is that Chicago and Minneapolis probably will come back down and test those late September lows here over the next couple weeks. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.